That was Drug Song by Dave Bixby. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Lauren. Welcome back to Pisces season. I chose that song because I was listening to it earlier when I was like studying in Flower Cafe. And I don't know, it's a beautiful day outside, perfect, beautiful weather, but I don't know, it's just sometimes extremely devastating, melancholy songs are exactly what you need at 2 p.m. And I just thought that that would be a good way to start the show. I'm trying to play stuff that matches the mood of the weather, but it's very difficult when I don't want to do that. And I think every time that I've come in here the last few times this summer, it's been very rainy outside, so that's like benefited me. Because usually I DJ at night and I have the like benefit of it being dark outside to like play my moody music and whatever. And that's not necessarily the case right now, but it's not fun to be sad in the middle of the day, so I won't continue with that mood. Maybe just like a little bit longer, but I'll try not to. I don't really have much else to say. If you want to call, you could do that. I would love to talk, put you on the air, anything, as long as it's clean and nice and good. The number is 855-915-9636. Or if you are at work and you're listening to my show and you're like, oh my god, I can't call, but I want to say hi. I don't know, if you have a job, because apparently I don't, you can go to the WMFO website and click on DJ chat and we can chat in the little chat room. Or you can just sit here and listen, and that's also totally fine. Totally fine with that too. Whatever, you know, like whatever you want to do, it's up to you. It's freeform. Okay, up next is, a song by the White Stripes, which apparently is not the Hey There Delilah people, but instead the Seven Nation Army people. I don't know. The Plain White Tees, that's the Hey There Delilah people. This is Truth Doesn't Make a Noise by the White Stripes, so enjoy.
Thank you. I feel it often every time I see her face. But the way you treat her, it fills me with rage, and I wanna tear apart the place.
That was Truth Doesn't Make a Noise by The White Stripes. I do have to say that I've really only listened to this song on my Walkman, and the silence of that, or the like quietness of that song, is much more endearing whenever you're listening on like $1 Amazon headphones and a Walkman, but playing through a Spotify on the computer in a radio station, it's like a little bit annoying how quiet that was, but it's okay. It's fine. Good song. Up next is probably going to be my number one song of the year, because I listened to it like 20 times the first time I found it. It's from the album by the Magnetic Fields, 69 Love Songs. And it's actually like 69 love songs, and I think that the album is like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And we have like a little group chat thingy with the people on eBoard of the studio. And if you're familiar with Last.fm, it's basically gives you your like listening stats and stuff like that, and we have like a thing that you sent, like it sends your like most listened to of the last week in this little group chat with everyone, and this was like, this album's like almost always in the little chart, and I was like, ugh, like 2 hours and 45 minutes, I'm not listening to that. I eventually did. I don't even think I've listened to all of it yet. But I've listened to it a good amount and found songs I like, and this song really stuck on me. I think it's awesome and maybe a little bit more upbeat. So yeah, up next is Epitaph from My Heart by The Magnetic Fields.
Caution, caution, caution to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph. And you're not
was Shaw by Ugly in parentheses UK. You would never guess where I was when I found that song. Haha, in the UK. Yeah, not much to say about that song. I have recently acquired a record player for the first time in my life. And you might be wondering, Lauren, how is this the first time you've ever had a record player? Don't you literally have a show on college radio? That's the same thing I was wondering. What has taken me so long to get a record player? A turntable, whatever you would like to call it. I finally got one, and I was like, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. Never even touched a vinyl before, blah, blah, blah. I was just being extremely dramatic because it's actually, like, very easy. And I have been to the record store, like, 3 times this week because I have 0 records. And I don't know why, but I've just gotten, am, like, obsessed with only playing music on, like, my boombox or my record player. So it's, like, literally what I have in my collection is what I've been listening to. And then, like, sometimes I'll save it and put it on my Spotify, which is, like, an innovative way to listen to music at all. But one of the only records that I had when I first got my record player was Strange Ways, Here We Come by The Smiths. So I think I've listened to that album, 3 times in the last few days, which is, like, not a lot, but it's also, like, I've been listening to it, like, that's, like, kind of some of the only music that I've been listening to recently, which is a lot. When you look at it on a piece of paper, it's like a lot of just The Smiths. So unfortunately and unironically, I'm really into The Smiths now, and this next song in particular, called A Rush and a Push and the Land is Ours. That's about it. I can't, like, think, even, like, say, oh, like, I love The Smiths, or even, like, I like The Smiths, because I, like, can only think about that scene from 500 Days of Summer. She's like, I love The Smiths, and he just, like, smiles at her. Great movie. Yeah, that's about it. I don't have much to say, I just like to talk. That's what's up next, is A Rush and a Push and the Land is Ours by The Smiths.
Push and the land that we stand on is ours, it has been before.
That was Rock the Casbah by The Clash. Before that was The Smiths, A Rush and a Push and The Land is Ours. I would like to especially thank my dad for gifting me that album. It's very, very good. All right. It's a PSA time. Sorry, I didn't look for one far enough in advance, so it looks like I'm gonna be, well, you know what, let's just read this one. Today's PSA is the Poison Ivy PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaf poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that with just a brief touch causes an allergic itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Sorry. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground clover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was extremely long and very educational. Don't get poison ivy is the message for today. If you told me that my show would have gone in the direction that it went in, I obviously would not have started with the song that I started with. I truly did not expect to play Rock the Casbah by The Clash. It wasn't my initial plan when I came in here, and then I was like, British music. So I guess I might as well just keep going with that, because it's been going pretty strong these last few songs. Up next is a song by New Order, and I guess that's the direction I'll go in, and I'll just play the song because I keep talking. I'm sorry. Yeah, True Faith by New Order. Enjoy.
I feel so empty.
that was True Faith by New Order. I wanted to play some 80s music, I guess. I swear that I, like, am not just, like, horrifically bad at doing radio. I just, like, want to talk, but I have, like, absolutely nothing to talk about, and, like, all I have is, like, oh, that song was by New Order, and it's called True Faith. I think I actually took it from the beginning of American Psycho, when they're, like, in the club. Good movie. Anywho, up next is another song that I took from another piece of television, and it is Too Shy by Kajagoogoo.
Try a little harder.
That was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. And before that was Girls on Film by Duran Duran. And before that was Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. So I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling like a tad bit trapped by the whole British music thing now. And I only have like 15 minutes left, and theoretically I could just keep playing British music, but clearly I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. I'm really sorry if that's like, if this has not been a fantastic show, I have to be honest, but you know what? The songs I was about to play, the guy's literally British. Okay. Never mind, I'm a liar. I'm going to play more British music than... What in the world? I didn't think that Duran Duran was British, but they are as well. I didn't know so many people were British. I guess that was like all the rage in the 80s or something. I'm confused. Well, whatever. I guess that I just haven't... I was lying about the whole British thing trapping me because... up next is Praise You by Fatboy Slim. So.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I I should. Thank you.
was Your World Is Eternally Complete by Sweet Trip. I checked, they're American. So yeah, British music's done. It's almost time to go, so I have one more song. But thank you so much for listening. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces Season. Who knows when I'll be back? Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it'll be in a month. If I had to guess, it would probably be in 2 weeks, because that's the pattern so far. But thank you for listening. You've been listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Up Last is, I don't really actually have anything to say about the song, except for every time I play it, one of my housemates is like, oh, this song is sad. I'm like, okay. So Up Last is Swingin' Party by The Replacements.
Shades of the plane.